Time to meditate with John Ramabolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
by the great
Jethro Iso.
I greet you tonight in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My name is John Mamabolo. I'm doing this show called Time to Meditate. It is a beautiful Thursday today. And I believe that as I speak now, there are people who are on their way to work. Some they are coming from work, some they are going to church. Because today it called a Thursday, Jajila Merapelo, where they meet and pray. Now, as we are going to meditate tonight, we start our show with prayer. I welcome you tonight in this show. It is 6 past 6. Now, the song that is playing in the background is by Don Moon, saying, "Our Father who art in heaven." The name of this show is called Time to Meditate. We are meditating tonight. It's going to be awesome. We look back, we reflect on what we have done, and we reflect of the day, and after that we're going to correct whatever that we have done wrong. We will correct whatever we've done right. We will say, well done, we're going to make it better. Now we are going to pray. Let me pray. We invite God in the show tonight. It's going to be awesome. The song that is playing, saying, "Our Father who art in heaven," it's a prayer that the moon is praying, and I believe that as I'm praying, will pray with me tonight as we pray. Yahweh be thy name, our Father. You are in heaven. Hear we our sins, we pray. Yahweh, Lord, we are praying tonight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We invite you, Lord, tonight to be with us as we are going to meditate. What a beautiful Thursday. We thank you, Lord. We say, Lord, forgive us everything that we have done, everything that is against your will. Forgive us, Lord, every sin that we have done, whatever that we have done that is against your word. Forgive us, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank you tonight in Jesus' name, Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I'm saying, Father, come and take control, because you are the Lord and you will remain to be the Lord. In Jesus' name, Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord, because you are the Lord and you have been God. You will continue to be God. As I pray now, I'm saying, Lord, tonight as I pray for the listener, each and everyone who's gonna listen to this show. It may be tomorrow, it may be today, it may be next year. I pray, I'm saying, Lord, help them and bless them, Lord. And I believe that their soul will be restored. I believe their hearts will be restored. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Father, as I'm praying, I believe that the hearts of the people will be restored. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord. Amen.
Our Father,
our Father,
We have prayed. We have invited God to be with us tonight. What a beautiful Thursday. We are by the Grace Radio station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. And I believe that your life will never be the same again. I believe that your life will change. I'm going to tell you the number that you can use to interact with me tonight in the studio. You can chat to me on the number 083-289-4658. 083-289-4658. Or you can call me on the very same number, 083-289-4658 or 073-269-2731. Or you can Skype us on BTGM Radio on Skype, or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org, radio@bythegrace.org. Or you can chat to us on our website, www.radio.bythegrace.org. There's a chat box there on the right-hand side. You can chat to me there. Now, it's a beautiful Thursday. Tonight, our scripture reading is in the book of... Psalm 23, verse... number 1. That's a scripture that we are going to meditate with. Now let me make you feel comfortable by the song saying Masingita. And after the song, we're going to continue. And feel welcome.
Shayena, 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 Shay
So the song that was playing was saying, Skwembu Samathingita, God, a miracle God, a miracle working God. Wherever that you are, whoever who have just tuned in now, I just want to say to you that I love you. We love you and I love you as by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. It's gonna be awesome. What a beautiful Thursday. There are things that we are going to talk about, and I believe that you are going to enjoy a lot what we will be talking about tonight. We're going to read the book of Psalm 23 verse number 1. Now I believe that the God is going to change your life. I believe that God is going to restore your heart. I believe that God is going to answer all your questions. Because as I speak now, I believe that there are people who are having some question, which those questions they need answer, and you don't know who's going to answer you. You tried looking for the answer, nobody gave you the answer. So tonight, as we are going to meditate, reading from the book of Psalm 23, you will understand where we are going, and I believe it's going to be awesome. I want to say to you that we are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. You can interact with me in the studio tonight on the number 083-289-4658, or you can interact with me again on the following number 083-289-4658, which is you can call me, or you can WhatsApp me, or you can SMS me, or you can write me email on radio at by the Grace Rock, or you can Skype us on BTGM Radio. Wherever you are, you may be in America, you may be in Congo, you may be in Cameroon, you may be in Ghana, you may be in wherever that you may be, in Israel, all the continent of South Africa, all the continent of Africa, all the whole world. I'm saying to you, you can interact with me. It's going to be awesome tonight. Wherever you are, I'm saying may God fill your heart with the joy. May God fill your soul with the joy. May God give you the restoration. May God restore your heart. May God give you hope to your heart, to your soul. I know as I speak now, there are people who are going through a lot. A person will say, it's better I die. I want to say to you that hang it there. Hang it there. I know that there's somebody who's saying it's better if I was supposed to die. But I want to say to you that hang it there. Hang it there. Hang it there. God is there with you. Hang it there. Hang it there. Hang it there. Hang it there. He will never leave you. He's going to restore your heart. He's going to restore your soul. Believe in me. Let me tell you, it's going to be awesome tonight. I believe that your heart and your soul will never be the same again. As we continue to meditate, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome.
Time to meditate. John Mamabolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace
of Jethro Tull.
Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Sing out. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain.
reigns. Let the earth be glad. Let the distant shores rejoice. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord. Before the Lord of all the earth, the heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all peoples will see his glory. Oh, we want to see your glory, God. Oh, God, we want to see your glory. You want to see his glory? Lift your voices. Lift your hands. We want to see your glory, God. Oh, send down your power. Oh, God, send your glory. We want to see you move in our generations, oh, God.
The floodgate of heaven flow in your heart. May God restore your heart. I know that as I speak now, there are things that are not well in your life. You think that it's better I die, or it's better I live, because things, they are not the way thinking that they are. But tonight I'm saying to you that as we meditate, I believe that God is going to restore your heart. I believe that God is gonna answer you. You've been waiting for the answer. You've been waiting for answer from God. But I believe that during this show, as we continue to meditate, you will, God will restore you. God will answer whatever question that you had. Because Kimudinia Mamelang is always listening. He always ready to hear you. Asimudinia Rijajang, Kimudinu Yare Mamelang. But Bagao judge, people will judge you, people will say a lot of things about you, but it's the only God who can listen to you and not judging you. Now remember, there's a time where he's gonna judge us. Now he's not a judge, now he's a savior, now he's the healer, now he can listen to you, but there's a time where he's gonna judge us. Now while now he's not judging us, you go to him, you say whatever that you want to say to him, he will listen to you, he will answer you, he will provide you what you need. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Now let's continue. Now the scripture that we're meditating with is in the book of, as I told you, that is in the book of Psalm chapter 23, verse number 1. I believe that there's no one who doesn't know this verse, because when we were growing, when we were attending Sunday school, when we were attending school in primary until we reached high school, during those time, I don't know now, but they used to tell us about this verse. They used to read to us the verse. They used to explain to us the verse that what we are going to read tonight. And I believe that your life will never be the same again. I believe that God is going to restore your heart. I believe that God is going to restore your soul. I believe God is restoring your family. I believe that God is restoring your marriage, because I know that as I speak now, there is sour in your marriage. But I believe that the Heavenly Father will restore your marriage. I believe that the Heavenly Father will enter into your marriage. The Bible says, when you read in the book of John, the Bible says there was a wedding in Cana, and wine failed. Like, there was a time where wine finished, and the Bible tells us that the mother of Jesus said to them that you should listen to what he's going to tell you. Now, the Bible tells us that the wine was finished, but when God Jesus entered, he provided the wine, and there was a joy. Now, the reason why I'm saying this is, where the wine is finished, God or Jesus will bring, or he will restore another wine in your life. I know that in your marriage it is sour, but God will restore. God will make your marriage to be a test again. I know that your marriage now is tasteless. Your life is tasteless. And as I speak now, those who are married, they feel like they can divorce. But I'm saying tonight, hang in there. God is going to restore your marriage. As we continue to read, the heading said, "The Lord is my shepherd." Wana ronale tembere kena sekolo re bala bo primary high school. Bana ba robotsa ka spedi. Par morena ke modisha waka. Morena ke modisha waka. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. That's what we are meditating with tonight. We're meditating under the heading, "The Lord is my shepherd." The Lord is my shepherd.
Time to meditate. John Mabolo,
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace,
Church will be soon.
By the grace, radio is
just beginning.
BCCSA, Long County's Complaint Commission of South Africa. By the grace, radio. You decide the manana amabo chimo chi amamu rata. Utona ni na ne wala huni a doctor. With Pastor Mrs. MB Mamabolo, 12 to 3 p.m. Time to meet with John Mamabolo, 6 to 9 p.m. Weeping my last, for the night by joy comes in the morning, with Pastor Patrick Mundebele, 8 to 9 a.m. Different colors, one people, with Pastor Nathan Kurufero Malachi, 9 to 12 a.m. Streets Healing and Talk with Samuel Malapani, 3 to 6 p.m.
David G is saying, my trust is in you, Lord. I don't know tonight where is your trust. Some people, they put their trust in the tomb. But David G is saying, I put my trust in you, Lord. My trust is in you, Lord. That's what he's saying. And my trust is in you, Lord. Now, you know there are people who are putting their trust in the animal. Okay? There are people who are putting the trust in the animal. There are people who are putting the trust in another person. But now, David G is saying, my trust is in the Lord. You know, when you put your trust in the Lord, you are not having a fear. You don't fear anything. Because you know that when you call him, he's always there. You know, when you put your trust in me as a pastor, sometimes when you call me, you can't find me. I mean, I'll switch my phone off. But when you trust in the Lord, he will never disappoint you. He will always be there with you. It doesn't matter the distance. It doesn't matter where you will be. He will always be with you. Because he is all over. You know, when you put a trust in me, now, let's say maybe you are in Durban, and then I'm in Pretoria. You put a trust in me, and then, because when you put trust in someone, you believe that that person will always be there for you. Sometimes I may not be there always, but Jesus, God, will always be there for you. Does not matter. That is why David G say, I trust in you, Lord. Continue to trust in the Lord as we continue to meditate. We are by the Grace Radio, a station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. What a wonderful Thursday. What a wonderful Thursday. I don't know, but it is a wonderful Thursday. I don't know how was your day at work. I don't know how was your day at school. I don't know how was your first day at work. I don't know how was your first day at school. You know, I don't know. You can share with me that. We continue to meditate on the book of Psalm 23, verse number 1. I told you, it's saying, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Morena. Kimudishawaka. Kaspeed. Iro Morena. Kimudishawaka. Morena. Kimudishawaka. I don't know in your language that you're reading. Maybe you have it in Zulu, you have it in Xhosa, you have it in Afrikaans. But it's saying, the Lord is my shepherd. That's what we're meditating with. I'm going to read, start from verse number 1. As it's saying, the Lord is my shepherd. I'm going to start reading from verse number 1. You're going to read from verse number 1. Let me read. It's saying, a song of David. The Lord is my shepherd. I will always have everything I need. Alright, let me repeat. It's saying, a song of David. A song of David. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. The Bible says that is a song of David. Remember, David was a psalmist. David was not just an ordinary king. David was a man who understand the worship. David was a man who liked to sing. Okay? He was a man who always liked to sing. He liked to sing. Singing. He was singing. Now, when you read in the book of Samuel, it tells us that when King Saul was somehow troubled or tormented by the evil spirit. Now, the Bible tells us that they had to call David to play something, and David was able to play something. When he played something, whatever that was tormenting the king, it was disappearing, because he was playing something that he meant. You know, sometimes Runabat Rebinanto Eresai understanding, because kiss quiet. Sorry, I must sing it. But now, here we are reading that the Bible says when King David was singing, Moya o unotiri King Saul. That spirit in nature when David was playing something. Now here in the book of Psalm 23. The Bible tells us that we are reading about the song of David. That was a song of David. David sang a song to the Lord. He said, "The Lord is my shepherd." That's a song. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Now, I'm reading it in English Revised Version. It is saying, let me repeat what it says. It is saying, a song of David, the Lord is my shepherd. I will always have everything I need. That is in English Revised Version. The Lord is my shepherd. Alright. Let's just do this as we continuing. Let's see this today out, Sanela, making you feel welcome.
Yeah. Morena di teto di Otranela. We continue to meditate. The time is 6:49, 11 minutes to 7. We still meditating. I was saying to you that we meditating on the scripture of Psalm 23, verse number 1, where we're reading about Belzel, a song of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I will always have everything I need. That is what it talks about here. And I believe that it's going to be awesome. I believe that God is going to help us. I believe that as we continue to meditate, it will make sense to you. I'm going to read it in the book of with another transaction so that you can understand where we're going. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever that it takes for a soul, whatever that it takes for a soul. And I just read it saying that a song of David, the Lord is my shepherd, I will always have everything I need. The Lord is my shepherd, I will always have everything that I need. That is what it says. Now, I want to read it in the message. I was reading it in English Revived Vision. Then I'm going to read it in the message, where it says that, the message it says, a David psalm. A David psalm. It's saying, the Lord is my shepherd, I don't need a thing. The Lord is my shepherd, I don't need a thing. Okay, the Lord is my shepherd, I don't need a thing. The Lord is my shepherd. Okay, let me go to Casper. He's saying, Jehovah ki mudisa waka, nka se tlhoke selo. Jehovah ki mudisa waka, nka se tlhoke selo. Now, amplified it saying, the Lord tend me and not one thing lack for me. The Lord take care of me as his sheep. I will not be without any good thing. Okay. The Lord take care of me as his sheep. I will not be without any good thing. That is what it is saying. The Lord is. The Lord is my shepherd. Now, in basic Bible English, he's saying, the Lord take care of me as his sheep. I will not be without any good thing. I will not be without any good thing. Okay? I will not be without any good thing. Because the Lord is my shepherd. Right. Now, I'm going to give you the as we normally do, I'm going to give you the referral scriptures. Now, when we go to Psalm 79, verse 18, it says, we are your people, the sheep of your flock. We will praise you forever. We will praise you forever and ever. Remember, it's saying that a song of David, the Lord is my shepherd, I will always have everything I need. Okay? The Lord take care of me as his sheep. I will not be without any good thing. I will not be without any good thing because the Lord take care of me. When somebody is taking care of you, ne, that person will make sure that you don't lack anything. Now, I just want you to give you an example. So now I remember my dad. When my dad was still alive, he was trying with whatever that he can to make sure that we as a family, we have what we need. He was a provider in our family. In other words, he was taking care of us as we were his sheep. In other words, we were his children. Now he was making sure that he is taking care of us. When we needed something to eat, he was making sure that he is providing so that we may not sleep. He was making sure that we go to school. He was trying with whatever that he can. That is why here we are just told that the Lord take care of me as his sheep. I will not be without any good thing. That's what David said. Now, David uboni mudimu, hore mudimu has done a lot of things. Bupulom bahai. This is where the Bible says David is saying, I never saw a righteous man sleep without the food. I never saw a righteous man sleep without food. So let me just welcome my friend Hilma from Namibia. I welcome you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in. I welcome you. We continue to meditate. To others who have just tuned in, I want to say to them that we love them. Let them continue to tune in. Our scripture reading is in the book of Psalm 23 verse 1, where we're reading about when King David is saying, the Lord is my shepherd, I will always have everything that I need, and the Lord take care of me as his sheep. I will not be without any good thing. I will not be without any good thing, because the Lord is the one who is taking care. Now that is what David was saying. That is why David is saying, in my entire life, as I have grown up, I never saw the child of God sleeping without food. In other words, it's during the life of David, whatever that David was doing, or whatever that David was touching, he realized that God has been there with him. He have realized that whatever that he was doing, always God was with him. When he was fighting with people, when he was doing everything that he was doing, he knew that God is always with him. That is why he said, I never saw a righteousness sleep without food. Now that is what he's saying here, the Lord is my shepherd. I will never lack everything. I will always have everything I need. Then I gave you the referral scripture from the book of Psalm 79:18. I read it. Now we went to Psalm 80 verse 1, where King David is saying to the director, to the tune, Lilies of the Agreement, one of Asaph's son of praise. Shepherd of Israel, listen to us. You will lead your people like sheep. You sit on your throne above the cherubic engine. Let us see you. Right? Now that is what David was saying, that the Lord is my shepherd, and I will always have everything I need. Well, when somebody is taking of care of you, he will make sure that you're not lacking everything. He will make sure that he's providing the food. As I have told you that my father was making sure that I will not sleep without eating. He was providing, making sure that I don't lack anything. I always have what I want. He was trying. Now, God also here, David is saying that the Lord is my shepherd. And I will never lack anything. Whatever that I need, God is always providing me. Whatever that I need, God is always providing. Whatever that I search, God is always giving to me. That is what David is saying, that the Lord is my shepherd. Now tonight as we meditate, wherever that you may be, I want you to have this in mind, that let God be your shepherd. Because when he is a shepherd, he is taking care of you. The problem of us is sometimes we want to be the shepherd. We don't want God to shepherd us. We want to control God. Now let's allow God to control us. Let's allow God to guide us. Let's allow God to rule in our life. Because when he rules in our life, he will be able to guide us what to do. He will be able to show us the direction. Whatever that we do, he will make sure. Now let's go to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 25 as we meditate. It's saying, you are like a sheep that went wrong way, but you have come back to the shepherd and protector of your life. You may be listening to me now, that you are a sheep that went the wrong way, but tonight you can come back to the shepherd and the protector of life, who is God, who is Jesus. Because there is no one who can protect you, who can protect your life without God. Even our police, they are failing to protect us. They are failing to guard us 24/7. Now there's a time where they sleep, but if you allow God as the shepherd and the protector of your life, he will always protect you against the witchcraft, against the evil spirit, against all sorts of evil things. If you allow him, if you go back to him. Now, when we go to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 4, it says, then when Christ the ruling shepherd comes, you will get a crown, one that will be glorious and never lost its beauty. In other words, Jesus is the one who is the shepherd. Okay? He's the one who is the shepherd. That's why when we read to John chapter 10:10, let me just read it so that we can understand. When we read in John 10, it says, when the heading said, I am the good shepherd. Now, I'm going to read it so you can. It says, Jesus said, it is true that when a man enters the sheep pen, he should use the gate. If he climb in some other way, he is a robber. He is trying to steal the sheep. But the man who take care of the sheep enter through the gate. He is the shepherd. The man who guard the gate open the gate for the sheep, shepherd. Okay, the man who guard the gate opens the gate for the shepherd. And the man listen to the voice of the shepherd. He calls his own sheep using their name and he leads them out. He bring all of his sheep out. Then he goes ahead of them and leads them. The sheep follows him because they know his voice. But sheep will never follow someone they don't know. They will run away from him because they don't know his voice. Jesus told the people this story, but they did not understand what it meant. Okay? So Jesus said again, I assure you, I am the gate for the sheep. All those who come before me, all those who came before me were thieves and robbers. The sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever entered through me will be saved. They will be able to come in and out. They will find everything they need. That is why David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I will never lack everything. Now in verse number 9 it says, Jesus said, I am the gate, meaning I am the shepherd. Whoever entered through the gate will be saved. And they will be able to come in and out. And they will find whatever that they need. Now tonight I want to say to you that Jesus is the good shepherd. That is why David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I will never suffer. Whatever that I need, he will provide me. Now that is why Jesus said, my sheep knows my voice. And if someone coming who the sheep, they don't know the voice, they will not follow that person because they don't know that person. Now what I want to say is, Jesus is the shepherd. We are the sheep. Now, we must listen to him, because when we listen to him, when we hear him, he will protect us. That is why he says that I stand at the gate, I open and close for the sheep to enter in and come out. Okay, through the gate. Through the gate. Now we are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Now let me just do this as we continue.
Time to meditate. John Mavolo, 6 to 9 p.m. By the grace of Church Moving Soul.
Beautiful King,
where Elijah is saying, glorious God, we bow before you, Lord. We bow before your throne. So we continue to meditate. We thank God for what he is doing. We thank God for what he has done. He protected us. We are still alive, and we meditating. We read book of Psalm 23 verse 1. Now we were just on a referral scripture. Now we're reading in the book of Zechariah chapter 10 verse number 12. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. To each and everyone we have just tuned now, we want to say we welcome you, we love you. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. You can interact with us on 0328946585. That's our WhatsApp number. You can even call us. That is our SMS number. You can Skype us on BTGM Radio. Or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org. You can go to our website www.radio@bythegrace.org. Under there, there is a chat box there. You can chat to me tonight. Whatever that you want to know. So we continue to meditate. Zechariah chapter 10, 12 is saying, I, the Lord, will make my people strong, and they will live for me. This is what the Lord said. Now, in other words, because the Lord is our shepherd, when we go to him, when we come to him, he will make us strong, and he will make us to live for him, because that is the what the Lord is saying. He will make us to live for him. Now, when we go to Ezekiel 34, 12, 16, he's saying, if a shepherd is with his sheep, when they begin to wander away, he will go searching for them. In the same way, I will search for my sheep. I will save them and bring them back home, all the places where they were scattered on that dark and cloud day. I will bring them back from those nations. I will gather them from those countries and bring them back to their own land. I will feed them on the mountain of Israel, by the streams and in all the places where people live. I will lead them to Scarifield. They will go to the place high on the mountain of Israel and lie down on good ground and eat the grass. They will eat in rich grassland on the mountain of Israel. Yes, I will feed my flock. I will lead them to a place to rest. This is what the Lord said. I will search for the lost sheep. I will bring back the sheep that were scattered and put bandages on the sheep that were hurt. I will make the weak sheep strong, but I will destroy the fat and powerful shepherd. I will feed them. I will feed them the punishment they deserve. That's why it said. Now we need to go back to the shepherd. We as the sheep, we may be scattered wherever that we have scattered. We have forgotten him. But tonight is a good time as we meditate to go back to him, to say, Lord, here I am. Here, Lord, I am, and I'm ready. Because that is what Dan Moon is saying when he was praying to God, when he was saying, Lord, here I am. I come to you. Lord, here I am. Okay? Lord, here I am. That's what he was saying. Just listen to it. He was saying, Lord, I am the sheep. I've been scattered. I'm coming to you, Lord. Here I am. As we continue to meditate, here I am. I've been scattered. Now I'm coming to you. You may say, Lord, I'm coming to you tonight. I'm coming to you. I've been scattered. But I'm coming to you. Isaiah 40 verse 11 it said, like a good shepherd, he take care of his people. He gathered them like lamb in his arm. He hold them close while their mother walk beside him. He is a good shepherd. Just listen to the song. As we pray, we cry tonight. We say, Lord, we're coming to you. We need your mercy. We need your grace today.
In heaven, hallowed be thy name. song as it rises to heaven. May your glory fill the earth as the waters cover the sea. See our heart and remove
gathered here today, tonight, to say, the Lord, you are my shepherd, I shall not want. We need your mercy, we need your grace today, Lord. That is what Don Moon is saying as we continue to meditate. God, you are in heaven. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. You are with me, Pastor John Mamabolo. Now we are reading referral scripture. Our main scripture is the book of Psalm 23, verse 1. We started from verse 1. We continue with verse 1, where we hearing that David was saying, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I want to think I talk because the Lord is my shepherd. I will always get what I want." That's what he's saying. Now there is federal scripture. I read lots of referral. Now we go to another scripture, which is Psalm 103:4. It's saying, "Know that the Lord is God. He made us, and we belong to Him. We are His people, the sheep He take care of. Come through the gate to His temple, giving thanks to Him. Enter His courtyard with song and praise. Honor Him and bless His name." Okay. Now we go to Psalm 95:7. It says, "He is our Lord, and we are the people He cares for, His sheep that walk by His side. Listen to His voice today." Now, as we are the sheep and God is the shepherd, now He knows us and He cares for us. That is why David said, "The Lord is my shepherd," meaning he knew that God is always providing whatever that he needs, because the Lord is my shepherd. That is what he's saying. The time is 7:22. 8 minutes to half past is 7:22. What a beautiful Thursday. Now we go to Psalm 80, verse 1 until 3. It said, to the director, to the tune, lilies of the agreement. Okay? One of Asaph, son of praise, shepherd of Israel, listen to us. You lead your people like sheep. You sit on a throne above the cherub angel. Let us see you, shepherd of Israel. Show your greatness to the tribe of Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Come and save your people. God, accept us again. Smile down on us and save us. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. Now, we go to verse number 2. In the book of Psalm, remember we read verse number 1. We are going to verse number 2. It says, let me read. It says, he gives me green pasture to lie in. He lead me by calm pool of water. Alright. He make me rest place for in green field. He is my guide by the quiet waters. He is my guide. Now, in the message is saying, you have bended me down in lush meadows. You find me quiet pool to drink from. Okay, he make me to lie in a green pastures. Now he makes sure that I don't lack what I need. He makes sure that whatever that I need, he provides. Whatever that I need, he provides. He gives me green pasture to lie in. He leads me by calm pool of water. Okay, he lead me in a nice water. That's where he lead me, because he is my shepherd. Alright, now let's read Isaiah 30 verse 23. He's saying, at that time the Lord will send you rain. You will plant seed, and the ground will grow food for you. You will have a very large harvest. You will have plenty of food in the field of you, in the field for your animals. There will be large field for your sheep. Ezekiel 34:13-14, it said, I will bring them back from those nations. I will gather them from those countries and bring them back to their own land. I will feed them on the mountain of Israel, by the stream, and in all the places where people live. I will lead them to Kedar field. They will go to the place high on the mountain of Israel and lie down on good ground and eat the grass. They will eat in rich grassland on the mountain of Israel. He lead me and he give me. He lead me in a green pasture. He lead me in a calm pool of water. Alright. Psalm 46 verse 4, it says, there is a river whose stream bring happiness to God's city, to the holy city of God most high. Isaiah 49 verse 9 to 10, it says, you will tell the prisoner, come out of your prison. You will tell those who are in darkness, come out of the darkness. The people will eat alone the road, and they will have food even on empty hill. They will not be angry or thirsty. The Lord, the host, the hot sun and wind will not hurt them. Their comforter will lead them. He will lead them by springs of water. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I shall not want. Now we go to verse number 3. David is continuing saying, now he says, he restored my strength, he led me on the right path to show that he is good. Okay, he restored my strength. Like now as I speak, we've been working from in the morning until now. Okay, we worked from in the morning until now. Now here David is saying, he restored my strength. When I feel like I can't make it, when I feel like I'm tired, I'm give up. Now, because he's a good shepherd, he gives strength. Amen. When you feel like you're tired, he's not making you tired, he's giving you strength. He restore your heart, he restore your soul. Remember, you are listening to by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Now let's go to Psalm 19 verse 7. It says, the Lord's teaching are perfect, they give strength to his people. The Lord's rule can be trusted, they help even the foolish to become wise. Okay, when we are down, he restore our soul, he restore our strength, he give us strength back. Now when we feel like we're tired, he give us strength so that we can continue with the journey. I know that during the day it was tough for you. You feel like you feel like tomorrow will not come because of what depressed you today. But the Bible says when we feel like tired, he restore us. When we feel like we can't move, now he give us strength. He give us strength. Now listen to Psalm 51 and said, God, create a pure heart in me and make my spirit strong again. That is King David. He was saying, Lord, create in me a new heart, a pure heart, and make my spirit strong again. When you feel like you're tired, you can pray the same prayer that King David prayed, that Lord, renew my spirit again. Make my spirit new again. Uplift me. I feel like I can't make it. I feel like no. I've been waiting for this for long. Now I give up. Now it's time for you to pray to God. God will uplift your spirit. He will uplift your soul. He will uplift you. Because he is a good shepherd. Now, listen to again Psalm 51:12. It said, Your help make me so happy. Give me that joy again. Make my spirit strong and ready to obey you. And ready to obey you. That was a prayer that King David was praying. Because remember when we read in verse number 3, it said, He restore my strength. Listen to Psalm 85:4-7. Said, our God and Savior, accept us again. Don't be angry with us anymore. Will you be angry with us forever? Will your anger reach out our children and to their children? Please give us new life. Make your people happy to be yours. Lord, save us and show us your love again. God will restore your strength again. When we feel like we can't make it, he restore. That's why David said, he restore my strength. He lead me on the right path. He will never lead you on the wrong path. There are some paths that we think they are good, but they are not good. Because we gave ourselves those paths. Like we directed ourselves on those roads. But if we allow God to lead us, We can't go wrong. Now, listen to Psalm 119:176 saying, I have wandered away like a lost sheep. Come find me. I am your servant, and I have not forgotten your commands. Now, listen to Job 33:8. It said, he wants them to be saved from death, so that they can enjoy their life. Okay. God will restore your soul again. God will restore your heart again. God will make you to have peace again in your life. Because the Bible says, he restore my soul, he restore my strength, he lead me on the right path to show that he is good. Now, during your spare time, you can read Jeremiah 32:37-42. And now, I'm going to read Luke 22:31-32. Said, Satan has asked to test you men like a farmer tests his wheat. Oh, Simon, Simon, I have prayed that you will not lose your faith. Help your brothers to be stronger when you come back to me. Help your brothers to be stronger when you come back to me. Okay. We go to the part of saying, he lead me on a right path to show that he is good. Now when you read Psalm 5:8, it said, Lord, show me your right way of living and make it easy for me to follow. People are looking for my weakness, so show me how you want me to live. Psalm 5:8, it says, Lord, show me your right way of living and make it easy for me to follow. People are looking for my weakness, so show me how you want me to live. As David was praying, he said, Lord, show me your right way to live. I mean, tonight you can pray the same prayer and say, Lord, show me the right way to live. You can pray the prayer that David was praying. He prayed this prayer. Say, Lord, show me your direction. Show me your way so that I can follow it. Tonight, I don't know which road are you following. We end up being following the wrong directions. We end up being following the road that people are giving us. And those roads, they are not good for us. Now, David had a prayer in his heart. He said, Lord, show me your right way and make it easy for me to follow. People are looking for my weakness. People are looking for my weakness. People are looking for my weakness. So show me how you want me to live. That is what he's saying. Show me how you want me to live. You can pray this prayer tonight. The time is 7:36. We still meditating. We are by the Grace Radio, a station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. And you can interact with me on the number 0328946 58. Now let's just go to the shop. We will come back.
Morna di teto di outfane by the Grace Ministry Soul Winning Campaign. Go and tell him, people of Lenasia in Gauteng, Tembalitle, Texirek, we are coming for you for soul winning. on the 21st of September to 23rd of September 2018. Whatever it takes for a soul, searching for a soul, go and tell John that the blind see, the lame walk, leopard are clean, the deep hear. We are coming there in Lenasia to tell you that the blind see, the lame walk, leopard are clean, the deep hear. Only by the name of Jesus. There is no one who can heal you. It is only Jesus. Just for a soul. Join us there. Join us there. Together with by the grace band. Together with by the grace worship team. And our upcoming guest artist, Silaelo, will be joining us. It's going to be awesome. And by the grace radio, it will be with us there. They will be broadcasting the service live from there. You are welcome to join us for soul winning. The number that you can call is 083-800-9814. We will see you there. It's going to be awesome. Stay blessed. Bye-bye.
Time to meditate. John Mabolo. 6 to 9 p.m. By the grace of Jesus.
Now, Jimmy Sogard is saying, mercy rewrote my life. So we continue. Remember we read in Psalm 580 saying, Lord, show me your right way to live and make it easy for me to follow. People are looking for my weakness, so how should to show me? Okay, people are looking for my weakness, so show me how you want me to live. Now we go to Psalm 34:3. It says, praise the Lord with me, let us honor his name. 143:8-10. Psalm 143:8-10 says, show me your faithful love this morning. I trust in you. Show me what I should do. I put my trust in your hand. Lord, I come to you for protection. Save me from my enemy. Show me what you want me to do. You are my God. Let your God, good spirit lead me over level ground. Let your good spirit lead me over level ground. I know there are people who want to see you not being successful. Now, but through God is making us to be successful. They try whatever that they try so that you will not make it. But here David is telling us that this morning show me your faithful love. Now I want to say, you can say this evening, show your faithful love before I'm going to sleep. I trust in you, Lord, and show me what I should do and put my life in your hand. Put your life in my hand. You know, there's a song that I like by Kirk Franklin, said, my life is in your hand. My life is in your hand. If you can pray the same prayer and say, my life is in your hand. My life is in your hand. Jimmy Sogard is saying, mercy rewrote my life. They thought they are finished with you, but mercy rewrote my life. Mercy rewrote my life. I could have fallen. My soul, I could have fallen, but mercy rewrote my life. There are people whom they wanted you to die, but mercy rewrote your life. Mercy rewrote
alive. Mercy reload my life. Now, King Friendly is saying, the song that is playing in the background, my life is in your hand. So Proverbs 8:20 said, I lead people the right way along the path of justice. Isaiah 42:16, then I will lead the blind along a path they never knew, to place where they have never been before. I will change darkness into light for them. I will make the rough ground smooth. I will do these things for them. I will not abandon my people. That's why he led me in the right path. Now he will open the way for you. Where there is no way, he will open the way. There are things that when you look, you think they are not going to happen. But let me tell you that he will open the way for you. He will open the way for you. Where there is no way, he will open the way. He will provide. His name is Jehovah. His name is God. He will never leave you alone. He will make a rough road to be smooth so that you can pass. Remember the Israelites when they were going from Egypt to when they were on their way to Canaan. There was a place where the river was full, but God opened the river into two pieces so that the Israelites will pass on the dry land. Now where there is a place where you can't pass, God will always open a road for you. God will always open a way for you, because his name is Jehovah. Jeremiah 31:8 says, remember, I will bring Israel from that country in the north. I will gather the people of Israel from the far away place on earth. Some of the people will be blind and crippled. Some of women will be pregnant and ready to give birth. But many people will come back. Now he was saying is, he will come back. It's time for us to go back to him and allow him to lead us into the right path, because his name is Jehovah. When you read in Psalm 79 verse 9 and say, oh God and Savior, help us, that will bring glory to your name. God, our God and Savior, help us, that will bring glory to your name. Save us and forgive our sins for the good of your name. Ezekiel 20:14, but I did not destroy them. The other nations saw me bring Israel out of Egypt. I did not want to ruin my good name, so I did not destroy Israel in front of those people. Ephesians 1:6, it said, and this bring praise to God because of his wonderful grace. God gave that grace to us freely. He gave us that grace in Christ, the one he loves. Now we go to Psalm 23 verse 4. It said, Even if I walk through a valley as dark as the grave, I will not be afraid of any danger, because you are with me. Your rod and staff comfort me. Psalm 44:19, but you crushed us in this womb of jugglers. You left us in this place as dark as death. Alright. Now, Job chapter number 35. I wish that bitter day had remained as dark as death, covered with the darkness cloud. Okay? Now, what is memory? I want to show you that even if I walk through a valley of a dark as a grave, I will not be afraid, because I know God is always with me. God will always be with you as long as you trust in him. So Job 10:21 said, I'm going soon to the land of no return, the place of death and darkness, the land of darkness, night to shadow and confusion, where even the light is dark. Okay? Alright. Luke 1:79 said, I will bring light to those who live in darkness. In the fear of death, I will guide, it will guide us into the way that bring peace.
That's what I'm saying. Even if I walk through a valley of darkness, as the grave, I will not be afraid of any danger. Okay? I will not be afraid of any danger. Psalm 36 is saying, so I will not be afraid of my enemy, even thousand of them surround me. I will not be afraid of my enemy, even if thousand of them surround me. Even if they surround me, I will never be afraid. Now, Psalm 27:1-4, it said, a song of David, Lord, you are my light, my savior. So, why should I be afraid of anyone? The Lord is where my life is saved, so I will be afraid of no one. Even people may attack me, they may try to destroy my body. Yes, my enemy may attack me and try to destroy me, but they will stumble and fall. Even if an army surround me, I will not be afraid. Even if people attack me in war, I will trust in the Lord. I ask only one thing from the Lord. This is what I want most. Let me live in the Lord's house all my life. Enjoy the Lord's beauty and spending time in his place. Now that was David's prayer as well, as he was praying to God, asking God to grant him what he wanted, because he knew that if he's with the Lord, nothing will happen to him. If he's with the Lord, nothing can happen to him. That is why he said, even if I walk through a valley of darkness, I shall not want. I know that God is with me. I know there are people, in the psalm is saying, Psalm 27, there are people who are trying to destroy my body. My enemy, they are trying to attack me. But I know they will stumble and fall. They will stumble and fall. Psalm 46:1-3 said, to the director, a song of the Korah family, use the Alamon, a song, God is our protection and source of strength. He is always ready to help us in time of trouble. So we are not afraid when the earthquake and the mountain fall into the sea. We are not afraid when the sea become rough and dark and the mountain tremble. Alright. Psalm 118:6. The Lord is with me, so I will not be afraid. No one on earth can do anything to harm me. No one can do anything to harm me. Even if I walk through a valley of darkness, I will not be afraid, because I know God is always with me. Psalm 138:7. If I'm in trouble, you keep me alive. If my enemy are angry, you save me from them. If they are angry, you keep me alive. Isaiah 41:10. Don't worry, I'm with you. Don't be afraid, I'm your God. I will make you strong. I will help you. I will support you with my right hand that bring victory. As I said, when you feel like you're down, God will uplift you. They will see you being on top. Some they think they buried you, but they don't know that you are a seed. You will come up. They think that by dragging you down is over. It's not over. Until God says so, you will rise again. You will rise again. 1 Corinthians 15:55-57. O death, where is your victory? Where is your power to hurt? Death's power to hurt is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But we thank God who gives us the victory through Lord Jesus Christ. Through Lord Jesus Christ. So we are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. So we still continuing talking about the Lord is my shepherd. We just read 1 Corinthians 15 verse number 55, and I read until 57. Now I'm going to read, continuing to read. We continue to read Psalm 14 verse 5 says, they will have plenty of fear because God, they will have plenty to fear because God is with those who do what is right. Alright, the Lord is powerful. The Lord all powerful is with us. The Lord of Jacob is our place of safety. Psalm 46:11. Isaiah 8:9 it said, all nations prepare for war, you will be defeated. Listen, all your far away country prepare for battle, you will be defeated. Make your plan for the fight, your plan will be defeated. Give order to your enemies, but their orders will be useless because God is with us. People, they may be thinking to bring you down, but God is with you. Isaiah 43:1-2. Jacob, the Lord created you. Israel, he made you. And now he says, don't be afraid. I saved you. I named you. You are mine. When you have traveled, I'm with you. When you cross rivers, you will not be hurt. When you walk through fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not hurt you. Zechariah 8:23. The Lord all-powerful says, at that time, many foreigners speaking different language will come to a Jewish man. Take hold of the hem of his robe and ask, we heard that God is with you. Can we come with you to worship him? Matthew 1:23. The virgin will be pregnant and will give birth to a son. They will name him Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God is with us. God is with you tonight. He will continue to be with you. Let's read Matthew 28:20. Teach them to obey everything that I have told you to do. You can be sure that I will be with you always. I will continue with you until the end of time. God will always be with us. It doesn't matter what people will do. It doesn't matter what people are planning with you. Some they wrote you off. Some they want you to be fired at work. But if you are with the Lord, if the Lord is your shepherd, you will continue to work. Acts 8:19. During the night, Paul had a vision. The Lord said to him, don't be afraid and don't stop talking to people. I am with you and no one will be able to hurt you. Many of my people are in this city. 2 Timothy 4:22. The Lord be with your spirit. Grace. The Lord be with your spirit. Grace be with you. Psalm 110:2. The Lord will cause your kingdom to grow, beginning at Zion until you rule the land of your enemy. Micah 7:14. So rule your people with your rod. Rule the flock of people belong to you. That flock lives along in the wood and up on mountain Carmel. That flock live in Basan and Gileb as they did in the past. Zechariah 11:10 and 11:14 said, then I took the stick named favor and I broke it. I did it so to show that God's agreement with his people was broken. Zechariah 11:14. Then I cut the stick named union into two pieces. I did this to show that the union between Judah and Israel has been broken. God will always be with you. Now I'm going to number 5. Then we'll read number 6. And then we will see Ebenezer bye-bye. Now Psalm 23:5. You prepared a meal for me in front of my enemy. You welcomed me as a honored guest. My cup is full and spilling over. Psalm 22:26 it said, poor people, come to eat and be satisfied. You who have come looking for the Lord, praise him. May your heart be happy forever. He prepared a meal for me in front of my enemy. Verse number 29, Psalm 22 said, the people have eaten all they wanted and bowed down to worship him. Yes, everyone will bow down to him. All who are on the way to the grave, unable to hold on to life. Alright. Psalm 31:19-20. Lord, you gave hidden now. Lord, you have hidden away many wonderful things for your followers. You have done so much good thing for those who trust in you. You have blessed them so that the world can see. Others make plan to help them. They say such bad things about them, but you hide your people in your shelter and protect them. We are protected under his shelter. It doesn't matter what people will say, but we are protected under his shelter. Psalm 104:15. You give us the wine that make us happy, the oil that make our skin soft, and the food that make us strong. He prepare food in front of our enemy. Job 36:16. In fact, God wants to help you out of your trouble. He wants to take away your burden that are crushing you. He wants to load you your table with plenty of food. Isaiah 25:6. The Lord All-Powerful will give a feast for all the people on this mountain. And the feast, there will be the best food and wine. The meat will be good and tender, the wine pure and clean. Job 6:53-56. Jesus said, believe me, John 6:53-56. It said, Jesus said, believe me when I say that you must eat the body of the Son of Man and you must drink his blood. If you don't do this, you have no real life. Those who eat my body and drink my blood have eternal life. I will raise them up on the last day. My body is true food and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my body and drink my food lives in me and I live in them. Psalm 45:7, it said, You love what is right and hate what is wrong. So God, your God, choose you to be king, giving you more joy and honor than anyone like you. Psalm 92:10. But you have made me as strong as wild ox. You have given me your blessing. God will make you strong again, like a wild ox, and he will give you his blessing once again. Amos 6:6. You drink wine in fancy cup, you use the best perfume, and it doesn't even bother you that Joseph's family is being destroyed. Alright. Matthew 6:17. So when you fast, wash your face and make yourself look nice. 2 Corinthians 1:21 said, and God is the one who make you and us strong in Christ. God is also the one who choose us for his work. God will make you strong again. He will make you strong again because his name is Jehovah. Now Psalm 16:5 said, Lord, you give me all that I need. You support me. You give me my share. God will always support you. Psalm 116:13, it said, he saved me, so I will give him a drink offering and I will call on the Lord's name. Now we go to verse number 6, which is our last verse in the book of Psalm 23:6. It said, your goodness and mercy will be with me all my life, and I will live in the Lord's house a long time. Your goodness and mercy will be with me all my life, and I will live in the Lord's house long. Now, I want you to listen to this song by Don Moon. When Don Moon sing "One Thing I Desire," and then we'll come back and continue. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Just listen to the song.
One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that one thing will I seek for, that I may dwell. In his house and inquire in his temple. And behold the beauty of my beautiful Savior. Goes like this. David said this.
One thing that I desire from the Lord, oh my, that one will I seek for, that I may dwell within his house and inquire in his temple and behold the beauty of the Lord. I'm not worried and I'm not dismayed. I never will run away. No, I won't fear the enemy. No, I won't go. When they come at me, they're gonna focus. For your power will come around. It's just one place I wanna be, Lord God. That place is one thing that I desire from the Lord. Yes. That one thing will I seek for. Dwell within his house and inquire in his temple and behold the beauty of the Lord. So beautiful. Yeah. I don't worry and I'm not dismayed. I never will run away. No, I won't fear my enemies. No, oh no, no. But when they come with me, they're gonna fall. Yes, your power will conquer all. There's just one thing I wanna see. Come and say, help me say,
oh. One thing that I desire from the Lord. And behold the beauty of the Lord. Beautiful Savior, beautiful Savior,
good God,
beautiful Savior,
so wonderful, yeah,
wonderful Jesus,
so beautiful,
beautiful Savior,
yes, so beautiful,
beautiful Savior,
what a love, loving God.
Jesus,
eyes of compassion, arms of love, so beautiful, beautiful,
wonderful,
oh, beyond all description, oh my God, so love and Savior,
wonderful, oh, Jesus.
Lord Jesus, ruler of creation, thou art God and thou art man, so beautiful,
so beautiful,
thee will I cherish, thee, thee will I honor, Lord, you're my soul's glory, joy, and crown, oh my God,
so
beautiful Savior, God of all creation. How I love and adore you, for you're beautiful beyond all description to say. Oh,
oh,
oh, beautiful,
beautiful,
so very beautiful,
beautiful,
oh, yes, you are,
wonderful Jesus,
beautiful, I love you,
beautiful,
wanna be with you,
beautiful,
oh, 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 yes.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Time to meditate.
Six to nine p.m.
By the grace of
Jesus.
Yeah, so as I was saying that we were playing the song by Don Moon saying one thing I desire, by Bonnie Matlong. So we read 26 verse number 6, which is the last verse for meditation on the chapter that we read, which is Psalm 23:1-6. We're in number 6. It said, "Your goodness and mercy will be with me all my life, and I will live in the Lord's house as long as long time." That's what it says. Now let's read in the basic Bible vision. Say, "Truly blessing and mercy will be with me all the days of my life, and I will have a place in the house of the Lord all my days." I don't know about you there, because people, they spend much time in the tavern, they spend much time in the place that is not good. But David is saying, when mercy and goodness, when they are with me for the rest of my life, I will spend much time in the house of the Lord. Now when we read Psalm chapter 30:11-12, it said, "You have changed my sorrow into dancing. You have taken away my scatters and my sackcloth and clothed me with joy. You wanted me to praise you and not be silent. Lord my God, I will praise you forever, because you have changed my sorrow into dancing." Tonight I believe that he's going to change your sorrow into dancing. And then we read Psalm 36:7-10. "Nothing is more precious than your loving kindness. All people can find protection close to you. They get strength from all the good things in your house. You let them drink from your wonderful river. The fountain of life flow from you. Your light, let us see light. Continue to love those who really know you, and do good to those who are truly to you." Psalm 103:17. "But the Lord has always loved his followers, and he will continue to love them forever and ever. He will be good to all their descendants." 2 Corinthians 1:10. "He saved us from this great danger of death, and he will continue to save us. We feel sure he will always save us." He have saved you from whatever. You can look back from long time. Just look back and see on the situation that you realize that you couldn't make it, but God had saved you there. You thought, maybe no, I'm not gonna make it, but God saved you. 2 Timothy 4:18. "The Lord will save me when anyone tried to hurt me. He will bring me safe to his heavenly kingdom. Glory forever and ever be the Lord. Amen." Now, the Lord will always save you. When people, they try to hurt you, God will always be there to save you. Psalm 16:11. "You will teach me the right way to live. Just being with you will bring completely happiness. Being at your right side will make me happy forever." Psalm 17:15. "I have done only what is right, so I will see your face. After seeing you, I will be fully satisfied." Psalm 73:24-26. "You lead me and give me a good advice, and later you lead me to glory. In heaven, God, I have only you, and if I am with you, what on earth could I want? Maybe my mind and body will become weak, but God is my source of strength. He is mine forevermore." 2 Corinthians 5:1. You will read it. Philippians 1:23. "It will be hard to choose. Sometimes I want to live this life and be with the Lord. That will be much better of me." Alright. Psalm 21:4. "He asked for life and you gave it. You gave him life that goes on forever." So that's what I can say, that we have meditated. We read in the book of Psalm 23:1-6, where we were talking about, "The Lord is my shepherd, We learned a lot of things. The time is 8, which is 12 past 8. It's been awesome. What we're going to do, we're going to pray, asking God to continue to bless us. And after that, we will sign off. I will sign off. And there will be music that will be playing after I sign off. It's awesome. So I just want to play two songs before we pray. And after that, I'm going to say some last words. And we will sign off. I want to play a song saying, favor is my name. I see favor by James. Favor, it talks about favor. Then we will play the song. After the song, and then we will come and play another one, and after it we will pray and we sign off. He's saying favor is my name. At work I see favor. Wherever I go I see favor. Favor. I see favor. Whatever that you promised you will do, Lord, we thank you tonight for the show that you had from 6 until 9. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done up to here. We know you are able to do everything. Father, thank you as we have meditated. We learned that the Lord, you are our shepherd. You take care of us. We can't lack anything when we are in you. Thank you, Father. You are able. You are able, God, and thank you. Yes, he's gonna do it. Even tonight. Don't give up on him. He will do it. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. It have been awesome. From 6 o'clock until now, I'm gonna sign off. I thank you for each and every one of you just tuning in. I want to thank the producer of the show, the program manager. I thank you very much. It's been awesome. We thank God for everything. To our listeners who have just tuned in, who have been with us from 6 o'clock until now, we thank you. We appreciate. May God bless you. May God add more on the data that you are using. May God add more. We thank you very much. It's been awesome. I appreciate for everything. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people. Don't forget that next week, from Friday, we will be in Indonesia for soul winning campaign. Is gonna be awesome. By the Grace Radio, will be broadcasting there. The service will be there live. And we thank God. And God is good. We are signing off by Voice of Unity. James, that's what he's saying. Thank you very much.
You are God of wonders.
Yes.
and download me.